Well, for a relatively high-profile power couple, it was a shocking fall from grace. Former union boss Kathy Jackson shot to prominence when she blew the whistle on corruption at her union, the Health Services Union. Her partner is Michael Lawler, the Vice President of the Fair Work Commission. Back in August this year, Kathy Jackson was ordered to repay a $1.4 million compensation claim to the union when the federal court found she had misappropriated union funds. There have also been allegations that Michael Lawler fraudulently took excessive sick leave in order to work on Kathy Jackson's case, and that he has benefited too from the proceeds of crime. Well, now Michael Lawler is speaking out. He's told Four Corners tonight that he felt he'd been left with no choice but to publicly defend himself.
I feel that my duty is to speak rather than remain silent. I would rather have no involvement in any of this. I've been sucked into the political world on account of being Kathy Jackson's partner.
That's Michael Lawler. Four Corners journalist Carrie Meldrum-Hannah joins us now. Carrie, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning.
Michael Lawler says he kept quiet through years and years of criticism, and this has been running for several years now. Now he's released 5 hours of video diaries to Four Corners. Is that right? What's in these diaries?
That's right. Michael Lawler made an extraordinary decision back in 2012 and onwards. He began to record and document the trouble that he was in. In 2014, he sat down and recorded this five-hour monologue where he makes extraordinary claims about a complex political conspiracy against both himself and his partner, Kathy Jackson. And he sat down and recorded this video diary because he, as you said, he felt he had no choice. The couple are under criticism from all angles. There's a very big task force, Heracles, looking into them, a joint police task force at the moment. We were there when the police raided the property, and we obtained vision of this, pardon me, when the police were there raiding. The federal government announced last week an inquiry into Michael Lawler's conduct at the Fair Work Commission. He's accused of falsifying 9 months of sick leave and extended leave to work on her case, and also misusing his position at the commission in order to defend her. So there are very serious allegations, and the government is moving now to there are calls to remove him, which is unprecedented, to remove a quasi-judicial officer.
Now, I'll have to obviously wait for Four Corners tonight to hear all of the allegations that, as he says, are quite properly described as sensational. But one thing he does reveal is that he urged his partner, Kathy Jackson, to blow the whistle on the union, on Michael Williamson and Craig Thompson. And the quote I've seen is, really, this for her is a case of redemption.
Yeah,
what does he mean by that?
Redemption, in the view of Michael Lawler, is he believes that she has not stolen $1.4 million from the union, that she is not guilty of this. He says that yes, there are on the face of it crooked transactions, and we actually hear them speak about those for the first time tonight. And he also speaks about what happened behind the scenes, because I guess, Fran, the driving question which we had in our minds too was, why would someone blow the whistle if they were themselves corrupt or a fraudster? It's an astonishing thing to think of. I mean, would you think you'd get away with that? Kathy Jackson says herself in an interview tonight that I'm not that stupid. So it's up to her, and with Michael as well tonight, to answer the hard questions about what has been going on.
And back to Michael Lawler, Vice President of the Fair Work Commission. Inquiry into his behaviour, his position there on the commission, has now been called. Question marks over this 9 months of paid, I'm right, isn't it, paid sick leave.
That's right.
Kathy Jackson, I believe in your Four Corners tonight, says that it's not fraudulent. All he's doing is the right thing, helping his partner out. He says that too. We've heard the quotes of that this morning on other radio programs. How does he justify 9 months of paid leave if he's well enough to help work on his partner's case?
Exactly the question I asked Michael Lawler tonight. Well, how sick were you if you could help Kathy Jackson in a very complex legal proceedings in the federal court? Lawler provides us with additional documentary evidence that supports his sick leave. We have a confidential psychiatric report which reveals what he has been diagnosed with, and he uses to prove that his sick leave was authentic. And there is other information which is actually quite astonishing, what Michael Lawler has done over the years, because he predicted, he said, these attacks, as he calls them, would fall to him. And he's a formidable legal mind, a very intelligent, obviously, man, a barrister. So he has assiduously, meticulously documented things over the years. And you will see what he has done in order to protect himself.
I look forward to it. Karen Meldrum-Hannah, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Karen Meldrum-Hannah, her Four Corners tonight, airs tonight at 8:30, of course, on ABC TV.